Na kanka,
This meeting
biz
is being
şıtış kanka
recorded.
ama ad şıtıkla vergümen aşık. Tıkla literally means like tıkla is Lashon vayuchulu. Vayuchulu means to be finished. So ad şıtıkla vergümen means when there's no more pedestrian traffic, right? When literally when foot traffic ceases from the marketplace. And the Gemara says that Bimei Chazal, that depended upon the Talmud Da'i. The Talmud Da'i were the name of a people whose parnasa was that they would sell firewood. And people on their way home from work would the last thing they would do before going home for the night was they'd buy firewood to be able to cook, to be able to keep the, to be able to keep their houses warm. In Sefer Chasidus, for instance, the Sfas quotes this from the Chiddush HaAvim, but I believe others say it as well. So they say that's what it means al pi halacha. What it means al pi agada is that mitzvahs na Chanukah is ad she'tichle regel min hashuk. That again, in halacha, in the simple meaning is regel meaning foot. Leg, as in foot traffic, but in Agada, al pi Agada, what it means is ad she'tichle regel lashon hergel, habit, and that Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, in general, the mitzvah of now Chanukah in particular, is to infuse an element of hischadshus of renewal into a person's life, into a person's avodas Hashem. Sometimes, when things become habitual, so they feel stale. That doesn't have to be, but sometimes it is that way. That when they feel habitual, when there's hergel, when there's habit, so then there's a sense of it being stale, of it no longer being fresh. And the mitzvah of Nachanukah is to banish that sense of being stale. Hischadshus is something that a person hischadshus is something that we all need constantly. In order to, I guess the mashal is as follows. Let's say, imagine someone is running a marathon. If his energy level gets depleted, so then he's gonna his pace is gonna become increasingly slower. Maybe he'll even drop out of the race and not finish, or maybe he'll just have. He'll make the Guinness World Records for the slowest marathon in history. If I ever get in the Guinness World Book of Records for the marathon, it will be on that end of the that end of the spectrum. But if a person's energy is constantly being renewed, right, renewable energy, if a person's energy is constantly being renewed, so then he's going to be able to maintain a constant pace in running the marathon, and he's going to do the best time that he's capable of doing. In order for a person to be as productive as he's capable of being, in order for a person to maximize his productivity, so his chanshus is very important. How do we tap into that? How do we, what's the source of renewable spiritual energy? So there are different answers. So maybe first we'll list some of them and then try to glean out of it's Hashem, give an overview. One source of hischadshus in a person's life are those red letter days on the calendar, which the Torah, which Chazal provide, which on a metaphysical level provide hischadshus. Whether it's Chanukah, And again, the association, right, of Hischatshus for Hanukkah, of the Sifra Chassidus, of the Chiddush HaYamim and others, is very much in keeping with the sort of the historical anchor of the Yom Tov in terms of the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. So there is manim which are especially mesugal to infuse us with Hischatshus, such as Hanukkah, such as Rosh Chodesh. That's one source of Hischatshus. Another source of Hischatshus, more on a natural plane. The first one was on a metaphysical plane, call it a supernatural plane. The second one on a natural plane is that sometimes we do need a little variety in our schedule. Sometimes we do need a break. Sometimes we need a vacation, which is why when the world is not in the midst of a pandemic, so then as a person needs, it's entirely appropriate that a person goes on vacation, that a person has a change in routine, a change in scenery, and that is a source of Hischatshus. What the Rambam describes in Shana Prokem, he's not talking about the issue of Hischatshus there, but it's a kal vachomer in terms of his prescription. He's talking about even a bigger problem. But the Rambam talks about a person goes for a walk in a beautiful park and sees trees and flowers, and it's something that revives the spirit, and that's entirely legitimate as needed. It doesn't necessarily mean that a person has to go on the most elaborate vacation to a very remote destination in order to have that change of routine and change of scenery. But that's entirely appropriate as needed. Okay, but what does one do is there any sort of perpetual source of Hischatshus in a person's life? So Chazal darshan on the pasuk in Kriyishma of Vehoya Advar Me'ela Sharanochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Levavecha, that Chazal darshan B'chol Yom Yuvei Nechika Chadoshim. The Torah shouldn't be like an old book, Rachman Litzan, a few thousand years old, but B'chol Yom Yuvei Nechika Chadoshim. So Sfas Emes says Kedarko Vakodesh. Sfas Emes says very, very beautifully and very, very profoundly. Well, what does that mean? So Chazal are telling us to engage in make-believe? Let's pretend that the Torah is new. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go through life with a pretense. So the Svasama says, clearly, if the Torah tells us, B'chol yom yuvenechika chadoshim, the Torah only instructs us to view Torah that way if that's what Torah objectively is. B'chol yom yuvenech kechadoshim, because they are objectively chadoshim. That's why b'chol yom yuvenech kechadoshim, because objectively they are chadoshim. What's pshat? So I don't know how much of this the Sfasamus elaborates, but either way, it's clear what he means. The process of aging, or let's say in terms of experience, the process of getting stale, only governs that which exists in time. Right? So we exist in time, so we age. We age. And we exist in time, and therefore when we experience something else that exists in time, so the novelty of that experience wears off. If you have something or someone that's above time, so then there's no process of aging, there's no process of becoming stale. Since Torah Hashem, right, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Lamala Min Hazman, so Torah is not subject to the process of aging, it's not subject to the process of becoming stale. And that's what it means. Torah is always new. There's always a freshness to Torah. There's always a vitality to Torah. And that is the real and ultimate source of hischatzus for a person. So the question is, so then, should I call the travel agent or and cancel my vacation plans? So maybe, but maybe not. Because a person has to be realistic. The degree to Torah is a source of hischadshus for everyone. The degree to which we experience the hischadshus depends upon the level a person's on, the degree to which he's primed himself spiritually to be able to receive that hischadshus. The Vilna Gaon, Reb Chaim, did not go on vacation. Reb Chaim did, for reasons of health, sometimes have to travel. But they didn't go on vacation. Why? They didn't need it. They didn't need the break. There was nothing. There was nothing stale about their routine that they needed a change. You open the Gemara. You open the Gemara, and then you get a dose of hischadshus. You get a mega dose of hischadshus. The higher a madriga a person attains, so the more he derives that hischadshus from the ultimate source of hischadshus, and enochanami, the less he needs the break. But a person is supposed to be entirely realistic as to where he's holding. A person is not supposed to confuse. A person is not supposed to confuse the ideal and the real. You know, there's an ideal reality. There's the Vilna Gaon Reb Chaim reality, and then there's our reality. And a person has to know what the actual reality is, what the facts on the ground are, and make sure that what he's doing is appropriate to that. So it's entirely true that in theory, in theory, there's no need for a vacation. In practice, the Ruba people, there is need, and therefore it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, again, on a need basis. So that's part of the one of the themes of Hanukkah. Okay, so Bli Nedar Mitzvah Hashem will reconvene around 12 o'clock. Those who are in private quarters and therefore appropriately maskless should feel free to supplement and spice up the virtual masiba in any way they're so inclined. Okay, I have a good productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe, and it's Asha.